Truly, I say to you, among those born of women, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist. But he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. So what I want to do this morning is to provoke some thought, and that's why I've given you this title. If you are in the kingdom of God, if you're a born-again believer, practicing kingdom living, you might see yourself as least among God's people. But God says this morning that you're greater than the prophet John the Baptist. Isn't that good to know?
Yes.
If you see yourself as least in the kingdom, if you see yourself as nothing, I want to tell you this morning that you are greater than the prophet John the Baptist. Wow. You see, many Christians find themselves in a losing position because they don't know who they are and they don't know what they possess. And I am very keen this morning, I'm so keen for you to know and for us to know that we are in Christ. I'm very, very keen for us to know where we stand in Jesus. I'm very, very keen for us to live in the blessings of Almighty God.
Amen.
I'm very, very, very keen for us to live abundant lives, knowing prosperity, knowing wholeness of life. You see, we were created just like that. We were created perfect. In our original state was one that was perfect, but it was all because of sin.
Yeah.
But I tell you this morning, when you live in the kingdom of God and you know what God has promised you, you can begin to live a life that is whole and that is one that is full of blessings today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It pains me to know that many of us as Christians live under the threshold of our blessings. We live under it. We don't live up to it. And if you know who you are in Christ Jesus and what belongs to you, what God has promised to you, you would not be living the way that you are living. Your life now and in the future will be a success. Hallelujah. If you know what you can tap into, your life now and your life in the future will be one that will be glorious. The fact is, you know, many of us as believers have been robbed by the devil. The enemy, Satan, I'm going to tell you, some of you might not want to hear it, but he has been rampant in our lives. Because many of us open the door to him and we say, yeah, come in and take what you want. And he has been rampant. We fail to know the blessings that are ours in the Father through Jesus Christ. And so today, I just want to stir us up to become forceful, can I say, against the enemy and take back what belongs to us.
Yes, amen.
Because, and you know what? He has come in forcefully and he has taken from us. This is what the scripture says. From the time of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God has suffered violence. And the violent, the kingdom of God is violent, and they take it by force. But I've come to say today, in the name of Jesus, he will not rob us anymore. anymore. We are victorious believers in Christ. We live above the blessings of God, and we should take back what belongs to us. I don't know if there's anybody with me this morning, but right about now the enemy is getting afraid because the children of God are waking up and realizing that this is who we are, kings, priests of God, joint heirs with Jesus, heirs of the Father. That's who you are.
Amen.
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. The kingdom of Satan is a violent kingdom. Notice, for example, Jesus' word in Matthew chapter 23, verse 13. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. Some of the people in that time were in the process of entering the kingdom of God, but the resistance and the oppression of the scribes and the Pharisees, these people who profess to be people of God, religious leaders, they created obstacles for people entering the kingdom. Wherever the spirit of Satan is present, his children make the way, Satan's children make the way difficult for those of us who are in Christ to be drawn to him. I want you to know that. They reject the royal law of the kingdom of God, and they ridicule God's sovereignty. They snare at his inspired word. But I read in Obadiah chapter 1 and verse 17, but upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob, that's you and I, the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions, or we shall possess our inheritance. It has been given to you, and I've come to tell somebody today, you can take it back. Don't let the enemy rob you anymore. I'm very passionate about this because I see the children of God living under the threshold of their blessings when we should be walking in victory.
Amen.
Walking in victory. We need to raise up. Realize who you are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every redeemed child of God has a supernatural heritage in Christ, possessions of great value. Unfortunately, many of us are ignorant of this truth. Many have been deceived into accepting this unpalatable condition as their portion from God. But I come to declare today that the devil is a liar.
Amen.
He's a liar.
Amen.
One thing we must know, and it's this, that if you thought that as a child of God, as a Christian, things were going to be easy for you, you would be deceived. Because the Bible tells me that from the time of John the Baptist to now, the kingdom of God has been suffering violence, and we are part of that kingdom right now. And the violence that the kingdom of God suffers will vary in degree, but it is found wherever the ruler of this world has influence. And who is the ruler of this world? Satan is the ruler of this world. And wherever he is found, he will have influence. And this is why Jesus said in John 16:33 that in this world we will have trouble, we will have persecution. But he also said, of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Smile. It's not that bad. What Jesus is actually saying is that actually there's nothing that you can do about it. So why worry? Jesus is saying, cheer up. He does not say that he will remove persecution from you right away, but instead he says that he has overcome the world. Amen. And this world that Satan rules, I've come to tell somebody that Jesus has overcome it. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is the assurance that every believer in Christ has, that the world, this world that you live in, that Satan rules, Jesus has overcome it. Which says to me that if you're in the kingdom of God and God is the king that rules, then you and I, prince and peace, prince and princesses, we have dominion. We are overcomers. Amen. If God overcome Satan in this world, then we are overcomers also. You see, God sets limits on how much violence he will allow. And what he allows, he redeems by his goodwill. Hallelujah. The violence we suffer will never be compared to the violence that Jesus suffered. The violence he suffered for us. However, one day the violence against the kingdom of God, I come to tell somebody, will be defeated. And the violent will be given the opportunity to worship the king whom they have pierced. Zechariah 12:10. And I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication. They will look on me, the one they have pierced, and they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only child, and grieve bitterly for him as one grieves for a firstborn son. My prayer today is that our mind's eyes will be opened to see what has been forcefully stolen from us. And today, we're going to forcefully... Are there any forceful people in here?
Yes.
They're saying that Christians are not forceful people. But I tell you, when they take something from me, when they take my son, when they take my daughter from me, when they take my possessions, I might become forceful in getting it back. And the enemy has stolen from many of us. He's stolen your joy. He's stolen your blessings. It does not belong to him. He has stolen it. And today, I don't know if there's anybody in here who's going to rise up with me and become forceful Christians and take back what the enemy has robbed you of. It's going on for far too long. I have come to declare war against the enemy today. I don't know if there are any soldiers in the house today, but God has given us the anointing to rise up and to go in and say, give me back my daughter, give me back my possessions, give me back my blessings, give me back, give me back. You have stolen from me, Satan. But today, the 28th of July, I say to you, I am getting it back. I'm getting it back. You see, I'm getting it back. I don't know about you, but I cannot sit quietly after everything has been robbed of me and still be smiling. I'm going to go in forcefully and say, I'm a child of the King. I am crowned Prince of God. And I'm getting everything back, Satan, that you stole from me. Forceful Christians, these are the times when we need to rise up. Not just sit back and take everything that has been thrown against us. We need to become radical, forceful, determined. Hallelujah. Excuse me for getting so excited. But But I feel it. I feel it. You know, I feel it. Satan has been robbing us. Robbing us. Robbing us as a church. But today I come to declare it's over.
Amen.
It is over.
Amen.
Jesus. If you were going through a negative or a bitter experience at the moment, if you're going through it, and I know many of us are going through it, I would like you to know that your portion in Christ Jesus is one that is glorious, and it is firmly established in the scriptures. It has been written for you. Firmly established. This is what we need to know, saints. We need to know who we are. We need to know what God has written about us, and we need to begin to act in that way. So now I come to tell, this is the word for somebody. The enemy has been attacking you, and he's been wanting to kill you. And you say to me, Pastor Brian, that sounds a bit disastrous. That sounds a bit too much. But I've come to tell somebody, the Lord, I'm not even going to point out who the person is, but the Lord has revealed to me the strategy of the enemy against your life. But I've come to declare in this meeting that no devil has the final say over your life. No devil, no demon has the final say over your life. Right now, if you're a believer, you are Satan's greatest threat. I'm going to tell you this. You're his greatest threat. But if you're not in the kingdom of God, he's not going to bother with you at all. Your life might seem as if everything is going okay. But if you're out of the kingdom of God, Satan's not going to bother with you because you're already in his kingdom. But the moment you say, I'm standing up as a child of God, heir of the Father, joint heir with Jesus, he's going to begin to panic. And I want to tell you something now. Satan right now is panicking right now because there are people in here who are realizing who they are in Christ. No situation that you're going through will be the determination or the outcome of your life. And some of you are going through some stuff. You don't even need to tell me. You're going through stuff, but it shall not be the determination. The determination, it shall not be the outcome. In no situation that you're going through to determine, won't be the determination of the, no sickness you face has authority over you. And some of you are sick in body, sick in mind, but no sickness that you're facing right now has the final say over your life. It has no authority over you. Why can I say that? Because when I read the word of God, it says about me that the blood of Jesus has cleansed me, washed me, and his blood heals me. His blood heals me. His blood delivers me. He has given us, the Bible says, authority. Has anybody here got authority?
Yes, amen.
He has given us authority. We need to begin to walk in our authority. He has given us authority over sickness and over demons, which means that you can stand up and say, sickness, I'm commanding you right now to go. And sickness has to listen. That's the authority that we have in Christ. There is no demon, I want to tell you. The demons, they will try and come because some of us are afraid of demons. But the demons, when they see that you have the mark of the blood of Jesus, and even at the mention, the Bible says, and the name is afraid of the name. When I mention the name of Jesus, the Bible says demons flee and they fly, which means that they run, they run, they run. That's the authority that you carry. That's the power that you carry. And I tell you something, if every single one of us was to walk in our authority and live in the authority that God has given us, I want to tell you, our lives would be very, very different. Amen. Our homes would be very different. No word said about you shall bear fruit. I'm going to say that again, because I know now that some words have been spoken over people, and they have taken root, and they're growing. But I come today to uproot every negative word that has been said over God's people today in the name of Jesus. And I just want to tell you that it's not coming from the people around you, but it's also coming from the enemy. The Bible says he's the chief accuser. But I come to tell somebody today in the name of Jesus that every word that even Satan hurls against you shall not take root. I uproot them today, which means that there's some people that have been released right now, because I uproot the words that have been spoken over your life. Right now, I speak success. Right now, I speak glory. Right now, I speak victory. Right now, I speak authority. I speak power. Hallelujah. Radical Christians, this is what we need to be. Know who you are in Christ. Know who you are in Christ. If you're outside Christ Jesus, I can understand. But this is a time where we're living in the end times, when you see the devil, he's getting restless, because he knows the Bible says that his time is short. But I've come to tell somebody, rise up.
Yes.
Rise up.
Yes.
You are victorious. Not even nature. People say, yeah, it's just a natural thing. It's just nature taking place. But I've come to tell somebody that not even nature will determine the outcome of your life. Some people say, I'm just like this because it's nature. I've come to tell somebody that not even nature shall determine the outcome of your life. If, listen to this, if you are a child of the Most High God, heir of the Father, joint heir with Jesus. Woo-hoo. Can you see that? It is the word of God that has the final say about your life. Oh, after all that is said and done, the word of God, even in this time, will prevail.
Amen.
That's why it is important for us to know and digest the word of God. Because if the word of God is not in you, you will always be defeated. You will always lose. But if the word of God is in you, you will be victorious. Because the word of God is the word of God. And when God speaks, he speaks the word. And if you speak the word, there is no mountain that can stand before you.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Getting radical this morning. Because I believe this is what God is saying. This is a prophetic word to the church. God says, your time of sleep is over.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Don't worry about my sister. She's just getting it. She's just getting the revelation. That's all right. She's getting the revelation. And God is going to open the eyes of people in here so they realize who they are in Christ Jesus. The word of God, the Bible says in Acts 19:20, the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed.
Amen.
I've come to tell somebody today, no matter what you're going through, if you can apply the word of the Lord against any situation, God will not. I come and I stand today and he's hearing me. He will not let you down. If you declare the word of the Lord as he says it, it's coming out of your mouth, but it is like God saying it. You will prevail. You will prevail. Turn to somebody and say, you will prevail, please. You will prevail. Come on, say it. Say it like you mean it. You will prevail. First of all, you've got to understand this. You've got to know this. Because some of us don't know it. That the devil is a thief and a liar. That's who he is. And his mission on this earth is to steal one, is to kill, this is what the word says, and to destroy. John 10:10. And in order for him to steal and to continue stealing from you, he wants you to remain in ignorance, not knowing what belongs to you, not knowing what the word of God says about you. And the enemy thrives on ignorance. For example, many people are still living. We're Christians, but they're still living in condemnation. Many people are still living there, being condemned, living in guilt of what they did in the past, not knowing that God has forgiven them long ago. I've come to tell somebody, if you're living there in your guilt, if you're living there in condemnation, I've come to tell you, get out. Get out of it. Because it will hold you and it will ruin your life. Get out of the guilt. If you are, the Bible says, in Christ Jesus, there is now, no condemnation. Micah 7. How many of us have ever read Micah? It's one of the books in the Bible. Micah 7, 19. You will again have compassion on us. You will tread. This is what God is going to do for you. The Bible says, Jesus, God, you will tread our sins underfoot. And you will hurl our iniquities, that's our sin, into the depths of the sea. I believe now somebody is being liberated because the word of God is speaking to you right now. Your sins have been forgiven. The Bible says that he will remember them no more. So instead of walking in liberty and fulfilling our destiny, many of us are limited by our ignorance. When you are in Christ Jesus, you're not condemned. No matter what anybody might say, no matter what the devil might whisper in your ears. But if you don't know this, you will always live in condemnation. And you say to me, how do I know this, Pastor? It says in Romans 8:1, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And it goes on in verse 2 of Romans 8. It says, because through Jesus Christ, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. But Jesus says that I've come to fulfill the law. I've come to set you free from that law. I don't know if there are any free people in here today. I don't know if there are any people who are free today, but many of us are still living in bondage. Yes, we come to church. Yes, we pray. Yes, we read the Bible, but many of us are still in bondage, living in bondage. I've come to declare to somebody that you are free today. Amen. The kingdom of God essentially operates on insight. You have to be able to understand what is going on, especially from a spiritual perspective, because the kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom. Amen? Amen. And that's why we read in Luke 24, when you read about the two disciples, these are believers in Jesus Christ. These are Christians. On the road to Emmaus, they're reading the scriptures, just like us, reading the scriptures, but they could not understand. They could not comprehend what was going on. They just couldn't understand it. But then we read in verse 45 of the same chapter, it says, then Jesus, he appears, and he opens their minds so that they could understand the scripture. That's why the Apostle Paul prayed in Ephesians chapter 1, 18, he says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. Furthermore, living in ignorance is living in darkness and total alienation from God. Proverbs 21:16. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. Woo. The congregation of the dead are those who have not yet tasted of this abundant life, who have not been made alive in Christ. And until your minds are opened, you're still in darkness. My point here is that we need spiritual understanding to unlock the storehouse to our possessions in Christ Jesus. If you don't know you have access to your possessions in Christ, then you cannot take delivery of them. And because we don't know that they are ours, and that means we cannot enjoy them. And that is contrary, I want to tell somebody, that is contrary to the will of God. We're having an interesting discussion on Friday night, half night of prayer. Few of us there. 2 o'clock in the morning, we're having a discussion about the will of God. Matthew 7:21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. It is the will of God that we live this abundant life. Christ did not go to the cross for nothing. The Bible says that he came that you might have life, and that you might have it to abundance. Have life more abundantly. I'm come to tell somebody, if you are living outside the kingdom of God, you're still dead. You have not been made alive yet. According to the second part of John 10, where the first part says that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, Jesus says that I have come. That's the reason I've come. That you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. That is life to the full. that is living above the threshold of your blessings, that is living in spiritual prosperity and abundance, that is being the head and not the tail, that is winning and not losing, that is moving forward and not being stagnant or even going back. Many people in the body of Christ are victims of the lies of Satan because they do not know the truth of the matter in question here. Many have become slaves to charlatans and commercial prophets because they're living in ignorance and they do not know the word of God. An old lady, pensioner, came to the Wednesday meeting that I was leading, and she told me that she spent all her money sending it to a prophet on TV. She used all her money because this woman did not know the word of God. She did not know what the word said about her. She was looking to these guys to receive her healing, and she used all her money, not knowing that the word of God says that by my stripes you are healed. And all she needs to do is just claim it. Claim it. Many of us are not healed because we're not claiming it. Many of us are not receiving the blessings because we're not claiming it. It's there for you. We need to just get hold of it and say, this belongs to me. You got to know the word of God for yourself and what it tells you, what you're entitled to. You will never be able to claim your inheritance if you don't know what the word says about you. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Some of you are still in bondage because you don't know the truth. Hard to hear, but that is the truth. But the word of God said you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. God has prepared great and unquantifiable possessions for his children to take care of all their needs, spiritual, financial, material, emotional, and so on. It's all in the word. Every child of God has an inheritance in Christ Jesus. I don't know if anyone has claimed theirs yet. Inheritance in Christ. You can claim it even today. Through Jesus Christ, you are heir of God the Father. You are joint heir with his Son. By virtue of your faith, you have access. By virtue of your faith in Jesus, you have access to the blessings of God through the purchasing power of the blood of Jesus Christ, which means, hallelujah, that salvation is yours. Means that healing is yours. Good health is yours. Deliverance is yours. Divine protection is yours. He will send 10,000 angels. He will give them charge and they shall watch over you. Prosperity and success is yours. Amen. Greatness is yours. You are greater than John the Baptist. Top of the ladder experience is yours. Progress is yours. Joy is yours. And some of you need to find your joy again. Joy is yours. Peace is yours. These, among others, are the inheritance of the believer. It is the inheritance that we are to take possession of. Don't let the devil rob you anymore. Amen. I've come to tell someone today, you need to begin, come on, rise up, and take it by force. Because he took it from you by force. That's all he knows. He's run rampant in some of your lives. We all sit here very nicely dressed, smiling, but I'm telling you something. The enemy is running rampant in some of our families, playing with our minds, running rampant in our families. taking everything right now. Satan, I don't know if you can hear me. And all those demons that you assigned to my life, I am declaring right now, because I'm a child of God, that I am going in and I'm taking everything that you have taken from me. Enough is enough. 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 I declare today is a day of salvation. Today is a day of deliverance. Today is a day of healing. Today is a day of victory for the children of God. If you believe it, I want you to stand to your feet and begin to give God a mighty big shout. Yeah. Yes. Come on, shout out to God. We're claiming it right now. Can I have the musicians, please? Yeah, come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Claim it right now. Claim it right now. Claim your healing right now. Claim victory right now. Victory right now. Have faith, saints. Everything that the enemy has robbed from you, he's robbed your health. He's robbed your mind. Claim it right now. Claim it right now. Yeah, he's getting scared right now. We're beginning to be radical. The enemy's getting scared right now. He's getting scared right now. Yes! Give me my family back. Give me my family back. Give me my finances back. Give me my health back. Give me my joy back. Give me everything that you have stolen from me. I'm taking it back right now.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, that's it. Let me tell you something here. This is what the Word of God says for you. He says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst. I did not say it. Jesus said it. So right now, Jesus is here.
Amen.
And he is listening to your call.
Amen.
I want somebody in here to claim everything.
Amen.
When I say everything, I mean everything that has been stolen from you.
Amen.
Your daughters have been stolen. Your sons have been stolen. Your finances have been stolen. Your mind has been stolen. Your health has been stolen. Your joy has been stolen, but no more. Kings and priests, heirs of the Father, joint heirs with Jesus, shall not live in defeat anymore. But we're going to begin to live in victory. In victory. In victory. In victory. In victory. I want every believer who has faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to claim. Claim everything right now. You claim it. You claim it. You shout it out. You shout it out. You are healed in Jesus' name. 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 Come on, you take it back right now. Heaven is open right now for you to take it back. The heavens are open right now for you to take it back. what's going to happen now. I'm not even going to call anybody out because God has been moving by His Spirit in this place. I don't need to lay hands upon anybody. You've declared it from your mouth. You've been speaking it like God has been speaking it. And if you believe right now that your illnesses, your infirmities have gone, I'm going to ask you in a minute, to shout a thank to God. Not yet. If you believe that your finances have been restored, I'm going to ask you to shout in a minute, thanks to God. If you believe that your son and daughter who have walked away from God and is heading towards destruction, if you believe that God right now is bringing them back, I'm going to ask you to shout. Your husband that has gone astray, your wife that has gone astray, I'm going to ask you to thank God for them, because a miracle is about to happen in a little while. God is going to move by His power. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah. Whatever you've asked God for, actually, you don't even have to ask it. But whatever you have declared, because that's what it takes sometimes, it's just a declaration. Your word says it, so I'm claiming it. Whatever you've declared, I'm going to count to three, right? And I want you to just thank God from the bottom of your heart. And when you leave this place, you're going to begin to see it unfold in your life. I don't know if there are any believers in here, but I believe.
Just mark it on the envelope there. There's a tick box there against the building fund. You could tick there if you want to give it to that. And we just thank you for your giving. Amen.
Hi, great God. Wonderful God. You are great. Demons tremble. Amen. At His presence. What a mighty God. After everything you heard today, if you're still not sure, then I don't know what else you want us around to say to you. Yeah, we need to be confident about who we are in God. God, the God we serve is a great God, and may God perfect everything that concerns us.
Sorry, the Spirit of God, just I should have done something here, and I don't want to leave it. But if there is anybody here that you feel that you're outside of this, of the kingdom of God, and you want to come in, you want some of what we have in this kingdom, just bow your heads for me, please, at this moment. I need to do this because the Spirit of God is pressing me. I don't want anybody to leave here today without the blessings that God has given, salvation. So while every head is bowed, if you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior and step into this glorious kingdom, I just need you to raise your hands so that I can see you. And if you've gone away, if you're in darkness now, as I said in my word, and you need to come back, come into the light, just raise your hands. I see your hands, my sister. God bless you. I see you. Is there anybody else that wants to join her? Join her and join us in the kingdom of God. Is there anybody else? Is that a hand that I see there? That's a hand that I see. Another hand there. God bless you. Anybody else? The kingdom of God. There's a hand there. There's another hand. Three people. Anybody else wants to come and join us in the kingdom of God? Is there anybody else? Hallelujah. Three people. I'm going to ask you to just stand to your feet because I want you to repeat after me. When you declare these words, the Bible says you are saved. You're stepping into the kingdom of God. And every blessing that God has bestowed upon us is yours. My brother at the back there, who raised your hands, please stand. Please stand. Yeah. And why don't you help us? You repeat it as well with me and help these people who are standing. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that I am a sinner. Sins before you. I declare, your word says that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, your word says I shall be saved. So right now, I declare I am saved. I'd like you to just come and have a chat with Sister Debbie. These three people who have given their lives to the Lord, please just have a chat with them after the service and just lead them through some things and lead them through some prayer. And meet Sister Debbie right here after the service, and she'll take you around the back. And you're already in the kingdom of God. The Bible says that the angels are rejoicing.